Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, always going.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the world like Orientals when I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running things. Let me take the time to tell you about a nigga that I know. His name is O. Used to let him run the show, he had to go. Realest motherfucker, you and one to meet and one to greet. Women falling off the feet. With him to eat, beat,
nah,
eat, never sleep. Only problem with him is I give a fuck. Helping other people with their problems, how they fucking up. He never spoke up.
Nope.
He just turned his head and stayed strong while he was being disrespected, lied to, and cheated on. A nigga, oh, don't deal with that. Trust me, y'all, he had enough. People think he got it easy. Please believe he got it rough. Told him just to toughen up. I'm trusting and believing, folks. That's laughing at the motherfucker. Nigga, don't become the joke. Keep the hope alive. Don't let him kill your dreams and self-esteem. You the nigga, do your thing.
I
still see a wedding ring. Take everything that you can get. Earn your money, fuck the bitch. Don't worry, yo, the daggers.
Here we go.
Who they fucking with? I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The daggers here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the world like Orientals when I feel a gun.
You looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running down. Now I'll tell you about another nigga, he's been dead a minute. Locked away his heart of gold, everybody tried to steal it. Stayed in school, he hated home, his father wasn't acting right. Daddy used to beat his mama, had him crying every night. Mama strong, earned a fight, he had enough of taking it. Instead of changing up his way, he changed the person that he is. Kid by age, but mentally the balance was ahead again. If everybody happy, that's the only way he is. Kevin met it very young, 21 at age 12. No one knew he had a problem, he was smart, he hit it well. Didn't want his moms to cry, or people took a sorry for him. Slept with it every night and woke up with it in the morning. He was dying very slow, the balance never had a chance to be a kid like other kids. He's busy in his balance.
Whatever.
There it is, wanna know my history? There it goes, balance out without a tear. Sacrifice created all. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, oh it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the way like Orientals when I feel a gun.
You looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running back. Now it's my time to shine, so let me introduce myself.
The dagger.
How you doing? I was created from the pain he felt. He kept me locked away cause I was stopping, never giving up. Owes the man, but I'm the nigga, and I don't give a fuck. I'm quick to kill a nigga, rob a Mexican, and slap a bitch. Stumble, but I never fall. Fly, but I never slip. Never trip. I know, I never stand for disrespect. I want a bad bench of life, like IRS, my custom leg. Break your neck, watch your step, I'm running shit and feeling right. Taking flight of fucking bitches, catching on my website. I'm highly pissed, so watch me close and witness this.
Obliterate,
another bad creation with a fucked up imagination. Hesitation's not my thing, I was hesitating long enough. People try to keep him down, the dagger's here to pick him up. Don't worry, yo, no matter what they got, you'll always be ahead. Let everybody live their life, we'll live like we already did. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, oh it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the world like Orientals when I feel a gun.
You looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running things.
Granddad, have you asked yourself why a 20-year-old girl would want to go out with a man your age?
Because I laid my game down quite flat.
Game? What you know about the game, Granddad?
I know the game.
Taking women out to eat, giving them free meals? What part of the game is that? You taking her to Red Lobster with the cheddar biscuits. The fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits, but this random broad is eating cheddar biscuits.
I know the game. Your granddaddy knows the game.
Game recognize game, Granddad.
I recognize game. Your granddaddy recognize game.
Game recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't. Where's Granddad? Can I help you, sir?
What's good, Radio Man? It's your girl, Miss Tweety with X and B. And right now, you're tuned in to Mango Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists around the world. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
What's cracking, y'all? Dagger here, Slap Sundays, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio.
Oh, man, the things I go through to make sure my show goes on, y'all. Like I said, I've been scrounging and trying to make sure I got here on time and got everything situated. I just barely made it. But we are here. It is Sunday. I'm going to try to get y'all ready for the week. We're going to try to slap some stupidity out of people today. And we're just going to relax, play these slappers from these top independent artists as well. So let me start off, as I always do at the beginning of every show, by shouting out the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no Slap Sundays, no Weather Good Wednesdays, no award shows going down at the end of the year, no X and B models cracking off, you know, in all major cities, Vegas, Lancaster, coming to L.A., and we just going to keep growing and keep doing what we got to do. So shouts out to the boss lady. Also, as always, shouts out to all independent artists. Anybody that sent me their music, anybody that's been tuning into the show, anybody that's been talking about me, anybody that's been just here, maxing, relaxing, trying to do what the fuck they got to do and stay focused on what they got to do, helping me stay focused on what I got to do, all right? So thank y'all as well. And then just anybody that just listens to my voice, if you're tuned in, if you're listening, if you've been listening, if this is your first time listening, whatever the situation is, I got to thank y'all for being here. Because without y'all helping me out as well, you know, I don't know what I would do. So we're all kind of in the same boat. We're all working together, okay? So I want to thank everybody off top from Joe. Now, if you want to call in tonight, of course, always, 661-621-7559. You press 1 to holler at me, or you can just chill in the queue, sit back and relax. It's totally up to you, all right? And then also, independent artists, models, anybody that's trying to network, if you want to get on the show, set up interviews, anything like that, just get at the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? That's where you get at me. Let's just go to the phone lines real quick, see who's starting off the show with me today, straight up 305-9093. You got Dagger, what it do?
Hey, how you doing? This is Magasia calling from the 305 Miami. This is my first time tuning in. I got your email. So I had to tune in and see what's good.
Thanks, Ma. Thank you. And I got that tracking rotation that you sent me too, Ma. It's going to be one of the first things up. So make sure you tune in and you hang out, all right? But what's up with you, though? For those that don't know about you, I mean, I have all my artists or any independent artists that come through. Let people know where they can find you, your Facebook, your Twitters, whatever you got going on. Let people know where they can come track you down.
Almost definitely. I'm an artist as well as a radio hostess on Next to Blow Radio. You guys can definitely follow me on Twitter at she_is_Magasia, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A. Again, she_is_Magasia, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A. You guys can hit me up on Reverb Nation. Just search Magasia, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A. I wanted to say, you know, shouts out to you and Bang Out Radio, because I'm excited to see what your show's about, you know?
Yeah, thank you. And like I said, what we do over here on Slap Sundays, we just really just try to slap the stupidity out of people. We play these party, you know, club tracks, you know, anthem tracks, you know, we get in the real party mode because everybody's winding down from the weekend. We got the whole week to look forward to and shit, so we're trying to go out with a bang over here, you know. But, Magasia, now that I got you here, you called in, because you know what I always do, and this is my word. Every time I get new music, it's among the first songs played in rotation when I do it the following show. So, of course, this melody track I got is coming up first. Why don't you go ahead and bring that in for people?
Almost definitely. Do you have the original or the Chopped and Screwed? Which one do you have?
The Chopped and Screwed. You sent me the Chopped and Screwed.
Almost definitely. This is my track, Melody, Chopped and Screwed. I hope you guys like it. Right here on Bang Out Radio, my boy Dagger.
Yes, it is. We're hanging with Magasia right now, y'all. We'll be right back, all right? Brand new tracks on Slap Sundays. This is why we started off. This is where we go. Let's keep it pushing. See y'all in a second.
number. I'm hotter than the African summer. I want that Ray Charles money. Ray Charles, them haters.
All in, yeah, we get it like. Yeah, we get it, in case we don't be dead. www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, y'all, we back. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day right here on Bang Out Radio. And that's how we start off every Slap Sundays with them slappers, you know what I mean? And so we chilling, maxing, relaxing. Let's get into the phone line. I'm really bad, especially when I start drinking, because, you know, we drink over here on Slap Sundays, we relax, and I'm drinking. Hold on, what am I sipping on? Hold on. Vodka and Sprite. Interesting combination. That's the one thing I love about vodka, is that you can basically put it in anything, and it basically works out. You know, when you go dark, you have to stick to darks, but we can put vodka in just about anything. Now, is it Magasia? Am I saying it right? I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that.
It's Magasia.
Okay, good. I did say it right. Magasia, thanks for coming through, hanging out with your boy today and everything. That's a nice track right there. It's mainly going to get a lot more rotation, especially on my Wednesday show, because that's more of that get back, relax type track, chill back with. So I like that. So definitely going to be still having that in full rotation on Wednesdays, and you make sure you keep them coming. Anything new, anything brand new, it's always welcome here, okay?
All right, cool. Make sure you try it. Make sure you get some vodka and some Kool-Aid. Strawberry, preferably. That's good, too.
Hey, that ghetto Kool-Aid. You don't know nothing about that ghetto Kool-Aid.
You don't know about that.
That's what I'm saying.
Miami,
huh? Oh, see, I got to come down there and fuck with y'all. I'm trying to see what's up. I'm trying to come hang out with y'all, see what it do. Oh, man, wait, we got the phone line still going straight out the, out the 757. Hold on, can I bring you in? Kid, is it going to work? Come on, you can do it. You can do it. There's the only bad thing about internet radio is that, you know, when the internet gets slow and everything and everybody's got a delay or something like that, that's the only bad thing about internet radio. We got you, 757-0879. You got Dagger, what it do?
Hey.
What it do? Who this?
I just told you I was going to call in, Dagger.
Well, that don't mean you was actually going to call in. So
it's
what
just
Tell.
Oh, my God.
I was just about to say, well, welcome, Sir Tell Cherry. It's okay. You ain't got to yell. Don't be yelling at me on my show. What's wrong with you?
I just had to let you know.
Of course, one of Daggers' original Daggers Beauties of the week here, checking in after a long time. I know you've been busy, though. I mean, I've been checking out your stuff. You've been all up and down Florida right now doing all kind of shit. What's going on with you?
Everything. I'm just blessed, basically.
That's good. That's good, as you should be. And like I said, it's always good when I see how people's doing the things that they should be doing and that they want to do. But ain't nobody giving you no troubles, right? Everything all good?
Yeah, everything is good now.
Okay. Well, it's Slap Sunday, so you know we might have to air out some shit in a second. We're going to see who's out here. We might have to slap some stupidity out of people today, because I know I got some shit that I got to talk about. So let's see. Let's keep it going straight out to 678-9138. You got Dagger. What it do? Hello.
Yo, what's happening, bro?
What it do, OG? Triple OG, who this?
It's your boy, Mr. Pierce. You already know what's happening with the
bro. Who drank it? Who smoked it? What it do?
Shout out to my guys, you know what I'm saying? What's happening, boy?
Nah, man, just trying to, you know, I'm as blessed as I can be right now, trying to deal with the stupidity of the weak brains. You know me, man. I'm just this close to crazy and doing whatever I can to not fall over the edge, you know? But what's going on with you, though, Mr. Pills, man? What's going on your way? And just for those that don't know who Mr. Pills is, like I said, all my artists that come through, let them know where they can find you, where they can track you down, let them know what's up.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Just making moves with my good ass here, man, just holding it down. Y'all want to find Mr. Pills, just basically go Google me, MR.PILZ, you know what I'm saying? If you want to book me, you know what I'm saying, book me at MrPills@gmail.com, Twitter me at MrPills01, you know, just Google me, you'll find me.
Yeah, better fuck with these people, man. Like I said, the people that fuck with the Daggers and the people that's out here doing shit, because the Dagger don't deal with people that be on that bullshit. Yeah. So, I mean, y'all better fuck with these cats, you know what I mean? If you need that modeling tip, good looking out, man. Like I said, if you need that modeling tip, you know, I got to tell Cherry and her squad doing things, the X and B crew, you know what I mean? I got a new Daggers Beauty I'm going to bring in after our next little break, you know, representing the X and B crew, Mr. Pills doing the music thing. But guys, see that? Like I said, people is out here doing their motherfucking thing, y'all. That's what I like to hear. Y'all's my inspiration to not go ahead and do some other dumb shit. So, like I said, today I'm talking about, you know, we'll just throw the subject matter out there, because I know when we get back after I get done with my interview, we jump right in the subject matter.
Yeah.
So anybody that's hanging out, I want y'all to get these in your head real quick, because I'm on my show, I'm usually, you know, I mean, I show respect to the ladies and everything. I do the best that I can to try to show respect, to be the cool, calm person. But there are a lot of ladies or a lot of bitches out there that's fucking it up for real women. A lot of women say that, you know, there are all these fucked up guys fucking it up for real women. It goes both ways. And so, ladies, I'm going to get on your head today. So don't get mad. Don't get upset, because if I'm talking about you and you feel bad, then obviously, you know what I mean, then you got some things to work on. If you don't feel that I'm talking about you, then don't worry about it. We just go chill and relax and then give your comments. But, yeah, ladies, a lot of ladies overstepping their boundaries nowadays. I'm going to share some stories with y'all, too, and y'all let me know if I'm fucking crazy or not. But we're going to get back to that. But we're going to get to some music real quick. We're going to come back with my new beauty of the week this week, Miss Red Rose, out the X and B squad. And then we're going to get to some subject matter, because I really got to hear what y'all got to think about this shit. So we're going to go right here with Half on that rear. Let's go.
Us waiting years. I like that. Yep. Like this.
Nigga, I'm something that's rare. Funky town player. Fine bitches everywhere, so she know I ain't about to fare. About to stop up there, but this dupe is in the air. I ain't nothing like I care, cause I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I'm something that's rare. Broken town player, fine bitches everywhere, so she know I ain't about to fear. Bumpers up the stair, deuces in the air. I ain't nothing like I care, cause I don't give a fuck. Baby jockey my fresh, biting like mosquito. I ain't even trippin', I'm just shipping through a casino. Don't know where you at, but this is where you ought to be, though. When I say I'm on a roll, I mean a motherfucking B-roll. I got ammo in this ammo, be a motherfucking hero. Ash, bet the ass, burn that ass like Nero. Shorty is a Rico, and what we do with Rico? Fill the dub off and then to the tooth where we go. She wants that romance, but I'm thinking not a chance. If they hit pretty grand, she might see me do my dance. 50 grand on the stand, couple pills on the dresser. If she wanna see how them bitches feel, I'ma let her. Put it under the pillow, I hope I don't have to kill her. Only thing a nigga wanna smoke is this cigarilla. I'ma check out for it, check out time. Time for me to hit that plane. But when I do leave this bitch, you can have it. Nigga, I'm something that's rare. Funky town player, fine bitches everywhere, so she know I ain't about to fare. Stop or stop it there, but it's deuces in the air. Ain't nothing like I care, cause I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I'm something that's rare. Funky town player, fine bitches everywhere, so she know I ain't about to fare. Stop or stop it there, deuces in the air. Ain't nothing like I care, cause I don't give a fuck.
Let's go. Yes. Now, ladies. Yes.
What is it that we need to know?
It's no use. It's not going to happen tonight.
Don't worry. There are ways to treat it. Meditation, Cialis, Ginkgo biloba. Well, you know, for your memory. Because you forgot how to get a boner.
Hey, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. I've never slept with anyone except you. But you, you have a sex garden that was on the cover of Sex Garden magazine.
Oh, is that what this is about? My past? Stan, that was just sex. Sex without love is meaningless.
Francine, I'm listening to you talk. I'm looking in your eyes, but all I can see is you taking more poundings than Omaha Beach before the ground assault began.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, y'all, we back. Slash Sundays, The Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, and all y'all in the queue, I need to get in the interview mode a little quick, okay? So y'all got to bear with me a little bit. Hold on, because I do got to bring in my newest beauty of the week, Miss Red Rose. Hold on, can I? Let's wait for it. There it is, Miss Rose.
Yeah, hi.
How are you doing this evening?
Good.
good. How are you?
I'm fine, chilling, maxing, and relaxing. Thank you once again for coming through. You know, I know you got a busy schedule, but thank you for coming through and chilling with me for a little while. I'm being Dagger's Beauty of the week, because you have no idea, honestly, what I be having to go through sometimes to try to talk to girls and everything, because I know that there's a lot of things that y'all got to go through. Like, there's a lot of guys out there trying to use y'all pictures for false shit and, like, get it through all kind of different kind of ways and everything. So thank you for giving me the chance to show you that I'm not that crazy like everybody else. Thank you again. But, oh, man, Mr. Red Rose, let's see. 18, let's look at the profile real quick. 18 years old, fresh, that's nice, that's good, fresh into the game. How long have you, you said you've been wanting to do modeling, like, all your life? That's always been a dream. What started you in that? What made you want to do this?
You said what?
What made you want to go into modeling?
Oh, because, like, I don't know, ever since I was younger, I always liked taking pictures, and it's like, I always like being, like, the center of attention and stuff, so, I don't know, modeling fits me, so.
okay.
I don't know, that's why I decided to go into modeling, because it's like, I don't know.
I mean, was this something that you decided to do yourself? Did somebody put you up on it? Was it, you know, did somebody inspire you to do it? Was you, like, a fan of the models that are out there already? I mean, what brought you into it?
Like,
so who,
just wanted to do it.
Okay,
a lot of people
were
telling me that I should model, so.
Okay, so who would you say is your inspiration? Who would you say, like, you look up to, like, oh, you know, I want to get like them?
No, ain't nobody like that. Like, when I just be looking at females on TV, that model and stuff, I just be looking like that could be me. But, like, it's not no certain model that I just inspired or nothing.
Oh, okay. And then how did you get hooked up with the X and B squad?
My best friend, Tweety.
Oh, Tweety's your best friend? Oh, see.
Yeah.
I should have had y'all. I should have had y'all come out together. You know, she was last week's Beauty of the Week. She thanked me. She gave me some drops and everything too. You know, she came through and represented. So, like I said, I'm really, I'm fucking with the X and B squad. I mean, y'all doing real, real big things. What kind of things y'all got lined up?
A lot.
A lot.
Like,
you want to be a little bit more specific?
What you mean? You mean events or what? Like, what do you mean?
Like, yeah, like, what events you guys got? Well, like, what events you guys got coming up? You know, where people, if they want to come out and look at what X and B got popping off, where can they come see y'all? What's some of the events coming up?
Well, it's none coming up right now. All we have coming up is photo shoots right now. But,
okay, who are some of the people y'all shooting with?
Huh?
Who are some of the people y'all are shooting with?
You said who are we shooting with? We're going to Laguna Beach for a photo shoot on the 22nd.
Ooh. Laguna Beach. See, y'all killing the gang. Y'all killing the gang. And then what do you say is the one thing you would have to do or where you could be like, okay, I'm successful. Like I said, I know I've made it once I've done this. Is there that one goal you're trying to reach right now?
I don't know. When I get on TV, that's what I'm going to say. I made it.
Okay. Shit, nothing wrong with that. Let's see, 5'3", 125. Like I said, when y'all see the pictures, y'all going to know exactly why she's Dagger's Beauty of the Week this week because it's very, very beautiful. Now, what else do you have going on? Besides modeling, what else do you like to do? What else do you get into?
You said what?
What else besides modeling do you get into? What else do you like to do?
I really don't be doing too much. Like, I'm low-key a loser. I stay at home really, like, I don't be doing nothing. I just be with my best friend a lot, or I'll be at home.
Oh, be at home, like, doing what? So what do you do? Read, watch TV? I mean, just what? What do you like to do when you ain't modeling? You got to be doing something.
I really don't be doing nothing. Like, I don't know. On weekends and stuff, me and my best friend, we go out and stuff to clubs and stuff. But that's about it. I really don't be doing too much.
All right. Well, that's
modeling is the only thing that I really be doing that's interesting.
Okay, well, that's all right. You know, rather be safe than sorry anyway. There's a lot of craziness going on in the world, a lot of retardedness going on, so it's okay. You're not missing that much out in the streets. But, well, and then also as a model, as an up-and-coming model, what would you say are some of the hardships you have to deal with? Because, you know, there are people that are even trying to get on your level and wondering what they got to do. Like, what are the things they should be looking out for? What should they be careful about?
You said what?
What should other models be looking for, and what should they be, you know, careful about? Like, what advice would you give to people trying to come up like you, or trying to come up and be a model and get into this industry?
What advice? Like, just take a whole bunch of pictures and go to a lot of events and just let, like, meet a whole bunch of different people and let them know who you are and what you're trying to do and stuff. And for models, like, upcoming models and stuff, they got to take criticism well, too, because they get, you get criticized a lot doing this. So you got to know how to take criticism.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope y'all out there paying attention, and I really hope y'all understand what's going on. So, Miss Red Rose, for those that don't know where they can find you, if they want to come, you know, holler at one of the XMB ladies to get for a photo shoot or anything, where can they find you? Where are your links? So I don't know where they can come get at you.
Well, on Facebook, my Facebook name is Shaquinta, XMB model. And I don't have a Twitter, so my Facebook, they can hit me on my Facebook.
All right. Well, thank you again, Ms. Rose, for hanging out with me today. Like I said, you're always welcome to hang out. I'm going to try to, you know, blast you as much as possible on my Facebook and other websites that I have. You're more than welcome to always come through and chill and hang out. And I know you can't chill today because, you know, you got business to handle. But, again, thank you for taking the time out. You're always welcome to come back and holler at me, okay? I'll be right here.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Red Rose. That was Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week, y'all. Checking in with me, but we're going to go back into some music, and we're going to get back into the subject matter today, because like I said, ladies have been tripping a lot lately, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, so maybe somebody can help me out, all right? But we're going to take it with Dope It real quick, 5150, feature Rizzy Boy and Duck Down. Let's go.
1, 2, 3,
5150. Go, 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 go,
Hey, little mama, I ain't into problems or the drama. Matter of fact, holler at your friend now. Tell her on the phone that some things are better left alone. Right, because the only business in the line of business is for her to mind the business so she can have the business of her own.
Go, 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 go,
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, flip, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, flip, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, get the money, fuck the penny.
Luda, rock, ready, big head, switches, pom poms loud, big bread, Bentley, Gotti line, granddaddy, Skywalker, keys to the charger, yo bitch is my new starter. Her and all her partners call me Roddy 700. She hood to money, gang, we sipping bros, they getting blunted. I'm smashing in that Rari, smoking joints and knocking Marley. Y'all go hard in the paint, bitch, I'm
your mailbox.
Pocket full of old white dead big heads. Getting topped off with my drop, that's what I call drop head. This HB, TPG, FMG, period. We ain't getting money, nigga, is you serious?
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, look, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, look, get the money, fuck the fame.
Pocket full of dead guys, we smoking like a train. Look me in my eyes when you talking, and I do the same. Stacks full of dead guys, got more on the way. Call it day of the dead, we about to have us a parade, huh, and celebrate. It's G-Hood Money Gang, and we own the things and moving like the money train. Get money, man, like DPG. Get money, man, like Hustle Boys ENT. We running things, and really, it ain't hard to see. We getting money, man, the homies got a lot of cheese. Enough for me, enough for them, you know we about to eat. It's the money game, you know the money team.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, look, get the money, fuck the fame.
Money. Let go. Okay, I hustle all day. Heavy in the streets, money on fat. Pockets on obese, first you hustle hard. Grind non-stop, build your clientele and never tell where your stash spot. Money game business, heavy on the block. I'm like a tangle rope, I stay with a knot. I done fucked a lot of hoes, call me you Hefner. I'm all about the money, like a bank teller. My shot crazy good, call me Reggie Miller. I kill you and the bitch nigga next to her. Wow, pockets full of dead folks. We on the grind heavy, when you dead broke.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Look, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, look, get the money, fuck the fame.
Money, money.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Off.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And, yes, if you want to tune in, call in 661-621-7559. You either tune the queue or press 1 to holler at me, all right? And we definitely about to get into this subject matter today because, like I said, a lot of things that I've been noticing lately are like, or let me just put it this way. Ladies, I understand, you know, y'all got a rough, y'all got a hard. People are always looking out for y'all. There are certain things that, you know, you got to deal with that guys don't. But at the same time, it goes both ways. There's a lot of shit that guys got to deal with that y'all will probably never know nothing about or never care to know about. And there are certain things that happen and there are certain situations that transpire that basically just fuck shit up on both sides of things. Because, oh, no, God, sorry, I got to get my mind right real quick. I know it's a little early. It ain't the smoke session yet, but I'll hit this weed real quick because I got to get my mind right for what I'm about to start talking about. Hold on, give me a second. But yeah, on my show, like I said, I'm very respectful to ladies and I'm respectful to women, and because, like I said, I grew up in a situation where the person that I was supposed to respect and that I still do respect at this time, but there was a time where shit was kind of rough, you know, and that's why I guess what everybody has those rough points in their relationships and things like that, but when you witness it and you see it, then it's something different, and that kind of thing has stopped me and has made me not want to be that person because I see how a woman treated badly affects shit. So that's just not my get down. But at the same time, I will be the first to say that some of y'all ladies need to be treated that way. I'm sorry, because of the shit that y'all do. Now, let me bring back in my panel real quick so we can get into this. Because this is better. I want to make sure, like I said, it's not just me. I'm not the only crazy person. I'm not the only one dealing with shit or going through shit. But if I am crazy or if I'm wrong, I want people to tell me because I need to know these things. Ms. Chantel Cherry, still in the game? Still hanging?
I'm here.
All right. Mr. Pills, you still chilling?
Hey, you already know, boy. You already
yes,
know.
Yes, sir. Still hanging, still chilling, Max, and relaxing. Shout out to 646-2044. You got Dagger, what it do?
Hey, what's Gucci, my G?
Out the lion's den in the building. What it do, Pippin?
I'm chilling, man, relaxing.
Oh, that's good. Well, this is good, because I got to be a nice little paddle, because see, we got the lion right here. It's the ultimate good guy right now, for y'all that don't know. Lion's the representative of the good guy. Chantel Cherry, you know, original Dagger Beauty of the Week. We don't take no bullshit.
Oh,
and then Mr. Pills, you know what I mean, who always know what's up and know what the deal is. So let me talk to y'all real quick, man. Help me out. Look at this situation I was with you, right? And this is the shit that upsets me because it makes me, people always say, why am I cold-hearted towards, you know, relationships, towards feelings? Why am I always rough towards, you know, got a rough edge around that type of shit? It's for reasons like this. Watch. This girl hit me up this weekend, right? Hit me up. Now, I really dealt with this girl, and I don't know how long, right? And I don't know how long, but when she hit me up on some, what's been going on with you, I miss you, this like that, I thought about what happened and why we weren't dealing with each other, right? Now, here's what happened. I was dealing with her for like a couple of months. She had just moved out here from out of town. She was living with her mom, dad, had a single parent type shit, still this whole situation, right? So we chilling, we do what we do, we chilling for a couple of months. I'm like, she's off, but she gets to that point where she's like, you know what, I love you, I want to be you. She started trying to make plans with a nigga, like, we're going to do business, or, you know, we get to start a business together, this, that, woo-woo. Like, I'm thinking in my head, like, I want to be that person, you know, I want to be like, okay, shit can work out, people are nice, people are respectful. We, you know, maybe she is telling the truth, maybe she really is feeling the nigga. But I also take my time, because I've been in situations where if you jump and run into shit, you get left looking the ass on the other end. So I take my time with the situation, right? I'm like, you know what? Yeah, that's cool. Da-da-da. But then when a girl tells you she loves you within like a month or two or something like that, that's scary already off top because I feel your feelings should not be like that fast. How can you know somebody in a couple of months? That's just my opinion. But again, But, you know, I'm dealing with her. We go out, we chill. I got to take her daughter someplace sometimes, things like that. Like, I'm playing that role because I'm like, okay, maybe this could grow into something. I mean, we don't know. Let's see what happens. Why is that? All right. Then she moves out of her parents' house, tells me, okay, when I move, when I move, we can relax. You know, it'll be us. You can come over there and chill with me. We can start doing us. And okay, I believe her. She moves. But now she done moved in, like, her like, I guess, some cousin or something from out of town or whatever now, too. So now I'm not trying to fuck with her, at least in that sense, because why am I going to go over there and I can't spend no time with you? I already got to deal with your daughter. That's number one. I hate y'all know how I feel about kids. Y'all already know how I feel. So that's number one. And number two, how am I going to sit in here and chill with you and you got another grown motherfucking man just sitting over here like, you know, like, no, this is not the Partridge Family. I don't get down like that. You know what I mean? If I'm chilling with you, I'm chilling with you. You know, if I got to deal with the kid, then I got to deal with the kid. But I'm not going to deal with another grown motherfucker when I don't want to. So, bam. Couple of other months go by, right? This nigga living over there not doing shit or whatever. Oh, she's all crying to me like, what am I going to do, this, that? I'm like, you know what? You need to get that nigga up out of there. If he ain't doing shit, you know what I mean, family or not, you got to cut the ties. You got to do what you got to do. Like, okay. Now here's the final week, right? I'm talking to her this last week, and she's all like, yeah, I'm about to kick him out. I'm about to get him out. You know, he's going to be gone soon. You know, then we can finally set up. We can be straight. I'm like, okay, for sure. And y'all keep in mind, like I said, she tells me, every time she talks to me, like, I love you. When I'm around her, she all grabbing on me, like, grabbing nigga dick, like, this is mine, right? Like, ain't nobody, like, are you serious? You know what I mean? Like, really over super trying to overclaim a nigga, right? Now, here's where the shit gets all fucked off, right? Because it's like a Wednesday, right? And she talking about she going to kick the dude out on Friday. So, okay, so I hit her up on Saturday. And I hit her on Saturday, like, okay, so what happened? You know, what's the situation? What's going down? She texts me back like, wait, no, I'm in a relationship right now. Like, I'm in a relationship now. Like, what? Like, in a relationship? Like, okay. Like, you know, I blink for a second. Then I hit her back. I text back like, you know, because then I'm thinking maybe she sent that to the wrong person. You know how people trip on their phone and shit or whatever? And I'm like, all right, whatever. I text back, like, boom, boom, boom. Like, what? Like, yeah, I'm in a relationship now. Like, I'm like, what? Like, just 2 days ago, you know, it was, so, but I'm blinking, right? So I'm blinking. So then I get a little frustrated. I'm not going to lie. It's not that I'm hurt about the situation. It's just that I'm hurt because I feel like you could have been straight up with me from jump or through the whole thing because, like I said, I text back, like, Well, step outside real quick and call me real quick so you can let me know what's up. Like, tell me what's up. I don't know what the fuck is going on. She gonna text back and say, well, no, I'm not gonna disrespect him like that. For what? What am I calling you for? What? What? Wait. So it's disrespectful to step out and call me, you know, and just at least let me know what's going on since I've been dealing with your ass for the last 6, 7, almost, you know, months or whatever. We're waiting for you to get your shit together so we can set up shop and do something. And then 2 days after we just said everything was cool, you're being disrespectful to somebody else? Come on. Like, what is it? Am I wrong in this situation? Anybody, let's tell me I'm wrong. Anybody tell me I'm wrong if I'm wrong.
Nah, she wild, my nigga. Real talk.
I mean, what kind of shit is that, my nigga? And it's like, this is the reason why I say they always say, like, girls mess up, guys mess up good girls. No, there are those girls out there that mess up good guys. Don't get it twisted whatsoever. Because, like I said, I wasn't in love with the girl. I didn't have all that. I just felt like there was something that could have been there, and I feel like if we were working on something because we were talking, communicating, we were going through this shit, and I thought we was working on something together, where at the very least, if you felt like you needed to do something else or be somewhere else, you would have told me. You don't tell me 2 days after the fact. And then here's where shit start making sense. You know me, I analyze shit, right? I would like to think that most women are not just going to jump into a relationship just, you know, straight after you meet a dude in like a day or two or something. It's just like, okay, this is my boyfriend, woo, this, that. I really hope there aren't those ladies out there like that. But also keep this in mind, which is why it's funny. Okay, so there are a few. Okay, then that's good too. So maybe she's one of those. But then also keep in mind, during that last week, she gonna hit me up talking about, you know, she was low on her rent and everything like that. She was trying to hit me up for like damn near like $300. Like I said, technically I didn't have it. Honestly, I didn't have it. You know what I mean? Even if I did, I probably wouldn't give it to you. But still, I don't got it. I didn't have it to even try to give it to you. But you know what I think happens is I didn't do that, and then you know all that shit went down or whatever. The nigga probably just dropped on her rent and just moved his ass in. You know, I mean, But it's some fucked up shit because this whole time it's like, bitch, if that's how you, the type of person you're going to be, if that's what it was going to be like, you could have been straight up with me. And I say it all the time, that ladies have the power. So, I mean, y'all, but this, that was just one story, y'all. You see the shit that I gotta fucking deal with? Like, and that's just some crazy shit because I'm not that type of person where it's like you can't tell me something. You can't walk. And then also feel like if I would have never even hollered at her to say something, it would have just went on and on and on. Like, how far were you going to let it go without saying nothing? Like, you see, and I'm not the type that feels like I shouldn't have to babysit a girl. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have to be always watching over you. I shouldn't have to be over your shoulder all the time. I shouldn't have to be blowing you up every hour talking about what the fuck you doing, where you at. Because if you telling me you want to be with me and you love me and this and that, then that should be certain shit should be automatic. Once you cross that threshold, I feel certain shit is automatic. You know, automatic shit kicks in. Am I wrong? Chantel, I see you back, babe. Am I wrong with anything on this?
I'm just kind of confused. Like, you said dude was in the picture, like, when y'all first started talking, like, you ain't, like, suspect nothing?
No, but I didn't suspect nothing when we started talking that there was this whole other person or whatever. Now, the thing is, this dude who was ever there, like, 2 days after she was just dealing with me or whatever, which is what's fucking with me is because it had to be something that's already set up. But my man Lion just said that there are all those girls that just meet somebody and be like, okay, I'm instantly with you within a day or so. So that may have happened. But in my opinion, I'm thinking she was already dealing with this dude for a while. Because how do you just move somebody in your house just like that?
Yeah, that's what happened.
He might have told her he was going to get her that $300 she was asking you for.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. She wanted to eat off both of y'all, I mean.
Yeah, she had to eliminate somebody.
She wanted to eat out both, you know what I'm saying?
But I got eliminated because I'm not gonna pay you. But that's what I said. And I said it off the top. I don't buy bitches. You know what I mean? I don't spend money like that. You know, I'm not just gonna. You know, if I'm doing something and I got to crack it and I got all these bottles and shit and I'm partying and you along with me, then yeah, that's one thing. But I'm not gonna sit up here and just dish out. I shouldn't have to buy your affection. Nobody should have to buy anybody's affection for nothing. Period.
That's true. I don't know. I probably would have ran when she was like, she loved you anyway. I would have been like, all right.
And then they always say that guys use the love word a lot more than girls do. It's like, man, you'd be surprised, honestly. And I'm not even trying to blow myself up or anything, but a lot of girls have said that they love me. You know what I mean? And there's only a very, very few that I know truly mean that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is scary, too. And that shit is very scary, too. So,
yeah, I mean, guys jump out fast, too, and not just be like, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
And they expect you to say that shit back.
And then we'll keep saying it. They'll try one day, like, I love you, you don't say nothing, and then they'll try the next day, you still don't say it. And they keep looking at you, but then it's like, did you expect something to be different from yesterday than today? Like, I don't understand why we got to keep going through the same thing. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just trying to understand.
Like they say, man, the Lord, in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But,
you know what I'm saying? Like they say, the word love is way overrated, man. You know what I'm saying? And people don't mean it. You know, it ain't genuine as it was back in the day. You feel what I'm saying?
Hell no.
Everybody's throwing it out there, y'all. Girls, guys, it's not something to play with, y'all. But we're going to get back, man. I got two more calls I'm going to bring in when we get back. I got a nice panel. We got a cool conversation going. Like I said, y'all, I'm just trying to keep my sanity, and I need y'all help to do it. So help me. This is what I need to do right here. I need to keep my fizz on. So this is what I'm going to do because I need to get into this conversation. Let's go. Dagger double play.
Back in effect. We standing on this track, y'all. Where my pill poppers at? You know what? yo. Pop a pill, pop a pill. You know I well love the way it makes me feel. You see a nigga had a problem, now I'm able to deal. Having so much fun to look at me, I'm standing still. If a nigga piss me off, then I'm ready to murder. Driving sitting outside the car, bit in the corner. Kid pass a blindfold, nigga watch this. Now I can't see shit, still dipping my whip. Tell me when to go,
left.
Tell me when to go.
Right, dagger, please stop.
Why?
You about to run the red light, nigga, you stupid.
No, I'm doo-doo dumb, I'm about to burn one. Dancing in the streets till the cops come. Now I'm street racer, Bacardi no chaser. Wearing blue and yellow like a Bruin or a Pacer. Pop another pill, I was on one now too. Chain smoking chronic, damn, I love what the fizz do.
Dagger me fizzing. I'm spending all my fucking money.
Now my fingers get tingling, you know I'm really feeling me. Parking lot paper with the general of remedy. Bitches steady calling, I ain't knowing their identity. They all up on a nigga like a Neo in a Trinity. I got a lot of power, I just gotta learn to focus it. Don't get it twisted. Kiss me or I'm Morpheus. Captain of the spaceship, my crew is so deadly. Niggas stay strong cause the heat is so heavy. Dagger is the ultra best and only resolution. The excellence of execution, no confusion. Bret Hart, don't let the shit start, get smart. Faggot ass niggas break fast cause I pop tarts. Like they're running in the marathon, carry on. I got a lot of cheerleaders begging me to bring it on. Phillips got me hollering. Even at a young bitch, you only 17, but that's okay, cause you can suck dick. Won't hit, you ain't gonna twerk me. Just call me when you're old enough, we'll have a happy birthday. Now a nigga Thursday, vodka and OJ. What happens if I pop a third pill? Will it hurt, man?
Dagger me, baby. I'm spending all my fucking money, cause I'm a dummy.
Wind up at the house, passed out, sucking on a dick. Getting flipped, spinning tips, ignorant acting. But at the party on the dance floor, getting it cracking. Now they bras up snapping. Showing off their tickleties and their panties dropping. Then their booty jiggly. There's a bunch of inner freaks, so set it free and let it out. I tell you, praise and let the dagger hit it, and I wore it out. Think I'm playing? I'm being real, though. Made a real bitch's daughter, popping to see a real hoe. If you walk a public, it'll have you in a waterbed. Had a square bitch, here's a pill, now she's super hater, freakily. Looking for a dick to take down, hopped on the dick and run until the dick broke down. Set it at the end of verse one, but I forgot to. Taste smoking crack, damn, I love what the thizz do.
I'm spending all my fucking money, cause I'm a dummy.
Hello, everybody. The Dagger, LA, West Coast, all.
Damn right.
This right here,
what
is probably as close as I'm gonna get to a sing. So, I want y'all ladies to like this too.
Ladies.
And I can't sing.
I can't.
I know somebody who can.
But he can.
Holla.
Come on. Come on.
Westside, LA representative. I love to murder
any beat.
It never gets repetitive.
Nope.
Y'all niggas like a sedative. The sleep of the year. Soon everyone will know my name. It's like I'm working that shit. Now I'm living life without a fear. Out of tears. Complex.
You think you on the corner?
Gonna see because I got
next.
Hit my most whatever check. Dare to rap the
man. Come
call.
On.
No respect for none of y'all. I'll show you how to
nigga ball.
Kill the water, rolls up, rolled up, showed up. In any studio or stage. Step in.
Blew it up.
Turned up.
Yeah.
Stupid drunk.
Hella hot.
Can't even wear ice.
I'm too hot. It'll liquefy.
Turns on why I even try to keep up my identity. Cause I ain't got shit.
That's a whole lot of energy.
There's no one to protect. I'm all alone.
I don't give a fuck.
Haters, can you hear these middle fingers? Let me turn them up.
Any
time, on any minute, any day. Blame the real rappers, cause they all have a part to play.
Talk about what we was you gonna air out some things, man? Cause you know I'll let
no,
you know
I
no, you gonna leave it alone.
I'm gonna leave it alone. I'll let the Miss Faith deal with it. But I got a I was gonna ask you a question just on some
yes,
advice
sir.
Things.
How do you deal with haters?
You're a good.
Well,
I know you gonna keep it real with me, and you're gonna tell the truth. How do you deal with haters?
Number one thing with me, this is me. This is what I do. This is how I deal with haters. I do the best that I can to completely ignore them. Now, here's the bad thing about that, though. When you try to completely ignore a hater, then two things happen. One, they think you soft. They think they can just say whatever, do whatever, and that may even motivate them to do even more. Because you got to realize that when a hater is not, if you're not letting the hater be a hater, or if they feel that their hate is not getting across to you, then they're going to hate even harder to try to make a point. You see what I mean?
Okay. Right.
So that's number one. That's the one thing that could happen. Another thing that could happen is they may just gracefully bow out. Now this is for those haters that are like, that at least have some kind of life going on, you know, that at least trying to do something with themselves, but they just don't like you, you know, but they got their own shit going on, but they just don't like your shit. You know, this is the type of hater that just don't mind their own business type hater. You know,
right.
Like if you got your own shit going on or whatever, so why are you worried about me? That type of hater.
Right.
Hopefully them type of haters will just leave it alone and just will eventually go off on their own thing. But again, by not saying anything, that leaves some haters to believe that, you know, that they done won. Because, you know, them nigga ain't say shit, that nigga ain't, and then other people will be like, you know what, well, it wasn't worth the time. It wasn't worth it. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel it's just not worth it. And I feel I'm a man of self-defense. If they don't attack you, then just leave that shit alone. If they don't attack you directly, you know, come after your friends, talk about your loved ones, woo-woo, this, that, then fuck them. Because, I mean, that's all it is. It's going to be talk anyway. But again, if you just let somebody continuously run their mouth and not be checked, some people just don't know when to shut up unless you have to shut them up, which is bad that it has to get that far. But it just depends on the person, man. You got to just know what kind of haters you're dealing with, because haters come in different sizes and shapes. You know that, man.
Well, if you ask me why I'm calling my mixtape "Everybody Hates Dopey," you know that's why. I mean, Mr. Pills know me,
exactly.
Daddy, you know me. Other people that know me, that know me, I'm a married man and a man of God.
Hey.
Who got problems with Dopey? Every time Dopey on Facebook, he pushing his music and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of crazy, man. You know, just being attacked like that. But I keep it pushing. And on the other hand, go ahead.
No, but that's number one, man. No matter what happens, as long as you push it forward and doing what you got to do, then you're doing your job, man, because you don't want to let them, as much as they try to get in your way, throw hurdles, do this, do that, say this, say that, your work will always speak for itself. You know, your ethic will always speak for itself. How you carry yourself will always speak for itself, no matter what anybody else says. You know, so that's all you got to focus on, and that's all you got to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck on everything else, you know what I mean? Fuck it. Like, that's how I feel.
Go ahead, Pills.
Oh, no, man, I was just saying, you know what I'm saying, they think, you know what I'm saying, basically, you know, when they take your kindness for weakness, that, you know, you actually weak, you know what I'm saying? It don't necessarily mean that. It just means you just trying to stay away from all the negativity that will bring you down while you trying to get the way you where you trying to reach the top, you feel me?
And here's what it do, man, and this is just coming from me, because this is what I like to do, because people look at me all the time, they feel I'm a pushover and everything, and that's a good thing, because you want people to underestimate you. Because then, if they ever want to try to cross that line and chat, you know what I mean, they're going to underestimate you. You know, if they want to play that role of underestimate a nigga, and that comes for music, you know what I mean, you want to estimate a nigga bars, you want to underestimate a nigga, you know, squabbles, you know, let them niggas do that shit there, because it's not your fault. It's not your fault that they can't handle you doing what you need to be doing. Like you said, man, you especially, man, you a family man. You got shit you got to do. You know what I mean? You can't be one of these niggas just laying around not doing shit. You got to do what you got to do. So
yeah, I've always been just me. Like, you know, Dopey don't smoke weed or anything like that, but that ain't going to – I'm not going to go talk about Dagger because he do what he do, or he drink, or – You know what I mean? Even how many times I didn't hit you in your inbox to talk to you on some grown man shit about your father, the situation with your father.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't hit you video trying to fix that. So I don't have to get on the air and say I got love for Dagger. You know what I mean? Even with the model, you know, I ain't got to say, yo, I know you from Florida, and I seen your pictures, and it's just the beauty of the week. You know what I mean? Well, Madasi, I don't have to talk about the radio show and everything if I tune in. I'm not, but you know what I'm saying? I don't have to, I'm not the type of person that write on somebody's wall. Just because I don't write on your wall, people will figure I don't know you. People don't know me, even though it's on my Netflix tape.
But even this is what I gotta say also as well about this, y'all. People, y'all, too many people are relying on this internet like it's the fucking life, like it's life. Y'all gotta really get over this internet shit. And I'm talking with every one of y'all pages, y'all be on Facebook, Twitter, tag, whatever fucking shit y'all done found to get on or whatever and do what y'all gotta do on. Y'all got to stop treating the internet like it's light, because it's not. You know what I mean? Like, I would much rather motherfuckers got my phone number. Like, Dopey got my number. You know what I mean? Mr. Pills will have my number.
How much
do I write
on your wall? You never see me on
Dagger
wall.
Never. And I don't be on nobody's fucking Facebook, really, unless I'm loading up. Y'all see me on Sundays. And y'all see me on Wednesday. That's the only time y'all see me on people's Facebooks. And y'all see me like on Monday when I'm putting up the duties of the week or something. That's the only time y'all see me. You know? So it's not like that fucking Facebook is not life, y'all. It's not life or death. But this is the sad part. I've talked about this. It's the matrix effect. People are plugged in. And they just got to rely on this shit like it's just like. That, like, it's the earth, you know, they need it to breathe. Like, it's not. It's really fucking not. And y'all, like
that's
I said,
that's how boring it is, man, because my wife, everybody knows Desiree is younger than me. Shout out to Desiree Clarice, famous plug. But she younger than me, and she just bored with Facebook. She get on, look at people's statuses, and she, like, delete five people and keep it pushing. Desiree video about our daughter Harmony would have way more views if she were to promote when I promote. She'd be like, I'd be like, you promote your video today? No. You know why?
That's what
she had to, you know why? Because she had the History Channel working. You know what I mean? So when people say, I'm gonna segue into what you were talking about earlier with the girls and everything. It's the difference between a man and a boy and a woman and a girl. I don't even go tell a girl to be behind. She got to be behind. The first 10 dudes that seen her told her that. But to me, if I ask her what she see herself in the next 5 years, and she know how to answer that, that's an attraction to me. You know, because eventually, big breasts and big ass will go away. You know what I mean?
I know a lot of pretty females.
I know very few beautiful ones, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know
real shit.
Beautiful.
Real shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like with you, Dad. I see the girls you talk to and the type of person you are. If somebody's on your page and you pushing them, the type of person you is, I know I want to add them or talk with them because I know what type of people you hang around. You, it ain't going to be no ratchet. That girl,
exactly. I don't got time for that, or at least.
Yeah.
Or at least I'm not going to promote him. I'm not going to promote no ratchetness. You know what I mean? If I hang out with him or whatever, that's all my own personal time. That's my business. But, you know, I'm not going to promote or try to blow him up or anything. Nah, hell nah.
There you go. There you go. So it is like some, just like you say, it's bad females and bad dude. It's suckers. You know what I mean? We be in the club sometimes. Tom, I know what suckers in the club. Yeah, my wife got big breasts. If you want to be a sucker and buy her some drinks because she got big breasts, you a sucker. Okay. I mean, it's just you got to know the game. It's a game, man. You ain't got to tell my wife she got big breasts. She know that already. No girl ain't got to tell me I'm light-skinned with long hair and my hair is pretty. I know that already. But if you're just attracted to me because I'm light-skinned and I got long hair down my back, okay, well, I need you to get jeans, and matter of fact, I need you to get wheels for my. If you're going to be a sucker, females can be suckers too now.
Yeah, it goes both ways. But we're going Hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. We gonna get to the smoke session, all right? We gonna chill. I know you don't fuck with it, but we gonna smoke. The rest of us gonna smoke real quick. We gonna get back, all right? I got one more call to bring back in when we get back, y'all. We chilling, everybody. Like I said, Mr. Pills, Dobie, shout out to Cherry in the building. You know what I mean? Gotta bring in one more call when we get back. Here we go, y'all. We gonna get to the smoke session. We gonna let Ivy Love start it up because you know I like drugs.
That's what
I mean. Let's go.
What the fuck are you doing?
KD, now, I know
know you don't smoke weed, I know this. But I do. And we on the dark side. Thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Yeah.
I can sit back, smoke weed, and listen to you sing all day.
Fresh up in the morning, a nigga still yawning. Couldn't get no sleep cause these bitches keep calling. Falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Top of me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. I get tired of weed, need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my weed,
Chris Angel.
Watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke. Now it's time for surgery cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass the zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path. Try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand. Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worse, a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
I'm so high. Feels like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
People y'all choking, coughing up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking. Hoping they legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card.
Fuck that.
Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got four or five suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. See, yeah, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up. While I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked. Because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now, dagger rest the green team. Keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when thinking I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm
so high. Feels like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand, right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about?
Sir, we are proper gentlemen, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rule.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform... Oh, God, you sick little back! I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sunday at the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Chilling, maxing, relaxing. Trying to slap the stupidity out of people, y'all. Get ready for this long week ahead of us before we get back to the weekend. So, got a cool panel chilling, hanging with me today. Hold on, let's see if we can get everybody in. Let's see how smoothly this is going to run. Hold on. Let's see. Come on. You can do it. I know you can do it. Work with me now. Work with me. Come on. You got to will it to happen. You know what I mean? You got to will it to happen. Oh, my say that every fucking show. I know y'all gonna get tired of hearing me say that shit, but until I do, I gotta will that to happen as well, because this shit's supposed to be smooth. Like, yo, in, out, music, commercial, cartoon, guest, back, forth, in. Like, it's supposed to be smooth like Gary Coleman. It's not supposed to be like this. But, and yeah, when I say smooth like Gary Coleman, y'all ever see Gary Coleman's face? Like, I don't be looking at niggas that close and shit, but that nigga shit is smooth. Not a blemish, you know what I mean? Just no facial hair, just nothing, just smooth. But, Mr. Pills, still good, still hanging? Mr. Pills?
Hello.
Hello. Mr. Pills?
Dopey.
Yo.
Okay, we good. Okay, Pills. Dopey in the building. Still good, right? Still chilling?
No. Already.
No.
All right. Got him.
Yeah.
Got him. Okay. Okay, so far so good. Hold on. Let's see. We, Miss. Come on. Shout out to Cherry. Still good?
I'm here.
Get their heart broke too, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so, it is. Yes, sir. And then, Dopey, you know, We know you're a married man, man. But there was a time when you was out there, man. Because there was a time when you had to go through the motions too and figure out, you know, which way to go, which direction to head, and everything. So, man, what are the red flags? You still got your red flags, or I mean, or you can look at the game and see what some red flags should be. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is you got to know what you want, man. You just trying to hit. Get somebody that just want to hit, man. A lot of times, a female and a guy don't see eye to eye because they're not on the same page. I say Magashi specifically. She's bomb. She's beautiful. That's the cover of the book. What's your storyline like, ma? What's the book about? What's the book about? You know what I mean? And where guys, where a lot of times guys just want to see the cover of the book and jump to the ending of the story. It takes time to read that story. I told my wife when I first seen her F coochie, and I got a decent looking wife. Just off the bat, she knew I wasn't gonna. It wasn't about that. You know what
right.
I mean? It wasn't about that. So you have to know. And guys, do simple things. It's really simple. Stop using the word I, and pay attention. If Magashi and Cherry tell you, if I say Cherry, I didn't see your page. I know you from Florida. I've seen the pictures and this and that. She don't say it physically, like, wow, she paying attention. If I'm sitting here talking to Cherry and I'm like, yeah, what's going on? You know us guys, we be dying to be like, you have a boyfriend? I'm like, yeah, so what you doing over the weekend? Oh, me and my boyfriend hanging out. You don't ask no girl, do they have a boy? Do they have a boyfriend? They expecting that. What you doing over the weekend? I'm by myself for the weekend. This stupid dude I was with, he messed up. Oh, Shannon, you thinking in the back of your head, ooh, she ain't a boyfriend. He is on it, cracking. It's just simple. If you pay attention, don't use the word I. Well, I'm doing this, mm-hmm. and I'm going to school, and I rap, and I have a page called Dopey, and I do this. It ain't nothing about me, baby. What about you? If I talk to Magashi today, and she tell me her grandmother is sick, next week when I talk to Magashi, the first thing I'm gonna ask, how your grandma doing? They don't say it physically, like, oh my God, he's paying attention, but in the back of their mind, they're like, wow, he pays attention. The other three niggas I'm talking to, talking about all this beef bullshit. A female love when you pay attention to them.
You guys
pay attention when you guys notice the littlest things, like, you know, if I get my hair done or if I get something new, if you notice that, that's a beautiful thing right there. Just like, oh, my God, like, he's paying attention to me. He noticed this and he noticed that. Like, that's A++ for you. That's cool points for you right
maybe
there.
Maybe that's why I'm by myself. They don't say that.
I don't like so much. My God, see, and Quincy, I listened to their show. 2 weeks ago, they had Diamond on it. They had Waka Flocka on it. She's thinking in the back
wow.
of her mind. I don't know who you are.
That's crazy.
I don't call all the time, but I listen. So when people get on the radio,
wow.
I ain't heard radio stations. People call in saying, yeah, shout out to my homegirl, Dopey. Cut it out, homie.
Wow.
I'm paying attention to you. And my guy's just thinking in the back of her mind, oh, shit, who the hell is this guy? It's just really simple. I mean, some of the guys, it's simple. It ain't game. It's just common sense to me. I got two older sisters.
I better know something.
And everything. You know what I mean? And I tell guys with kids, show your kids off. I mean, Dad, you see me post pictures of my daughter all the time, videos of my daughters all the time. That's so cute. He loves his daughter. Now, I ain't gonna tell them girls I got a daughter. So I'm trying to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it simple.
Wait till you and Mr. Peel get married. Y'all like, dang.
That's a lot. I don't know about that one. Like I said, I got too many issues.
For, No, but what I'm saying, it'll be some time for you, especially, like, your ass.
I got, yeah,
but,
especially me. But yeah,
what I'm saying,
yeah, exactly.
Like, what I'm saying, with me, I didn't understand why girls be attracted to the ring finger. I when I was single, I couldn't find nobody. You want to give me your number now? I got a ring.
Let me ask this real quick. Hold on, Miss Cherry. We're gonna bring it to the ladies real quick, Miss Cherry. We still talking about red flags. What's the ultimate red flag for you when it comes to guys now? Now, like, what is it like? You know what? I'm not fucking with you. Like, nah. Like, it's not working out.
Well, I mean, both of them, they hit on the exact same thing that's a red flag to me, which is it comes up in conversations. I watch for a guy who contradicts himself a lot, and
yeah,
he does talk about himself, about what he can do and what he does. It's a lot, especially now here in Florida. That's all you get. Everybody want to be a baller. Everybody want to be this. Everybody want to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be this. So it's just like, I don't know. I'm not attracted to that type of person that says, oh, I'm this, I'm that, and blah, blah, blah. And then you look and you see them, like, later on down the line doing the same thing that they said they don't do. You know, just basically contradicting himself, and I don't like that. I just be like, yeah. So that's
yeah,
when I just
like, not fucking with. Not fucking with. And Ms. Magasi, keep it going. What's some red flags for you, or what's the ultimate red flag? Like, you know what? I'm not fucking with you. Like, nah, I'm not doing that.
You know how he talks to his mother? Like, you know, we're chilling somewhere, and then his mom calls. He's like, man, what the fuck you want, bitch? Or damn, you gonna see the fucking bitch? Like,
right
here, cause
people talk to
their
mamas like that?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. That's how they do it in Florida, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you could talk to your OG like that, then you could talk to me like that. But even worse, because if you don't respect your mother, how do I expect you to respect me being a lady, you know? She raised you, you know, she has you, so you have no respect for her. But how are you going to have respect for me being your supposed lady in the making? So that's like a no-no.
I mean, yeah, I hope y'all out there taking notes. And Mystery, bring it home, baby. What's the red flags for my boy Mystery?
I was waiting on y'all to get to me.
Mystery been waiting. Yeah, he been waiting. He like, I already got mine ready. Like, I'm ready to go. Like, go ahead, man. Let him know.
Man, just on the real though, like, I grew up around nothing but females, you know what I'm saying? My mama's side of the family and shit, and all the boys is on my daddy's side. So it was like, since I was over, you know, my bird all the time, old dude wasn't really around, so I ain't had nothing but time to learn, you know what I'm saying? And one thing I noticed that a lot of dudes don't do, like y'all said, you know what I'm saying, just paying attention, you know what I'm saying, to the littlest things. And, you know, I say my red flag, just to speed it up. Oh, man, I got a few of them. All right.
What's the number one and number two?
I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying, your breath. You know what I'm saying? Your breath is flat out. I can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Number two, I do this little test. Dagger, you might want to use this one. You know what I'm saying? Next time you're chilling with a chick, you know what I'm saying? You want to know what it's about because you don't know if it's going to go anywhere or not. So, round her thigh, right? And see if you can smell it.
Oh, wow.
If they got pants on or not, then I'm telling you. Just if you can smell it and it ain't smelling right, then you know, so you ain't got to waste your time.
Oh, okay. If I can smell it from the thigh, then it's not worth my time. That's what you're telling me. That's what I got. Hold on. I got to write that down in my notes. Hold on. Let me grab my pen real quick.
If you can smell it from the thigh area, it's not right.
But here's what I guess the overall point is, at least on my end, y'all. Like I said, and what we've talked about tonight, really, in all kind of ways, is that in anything, like I said, especially in the world, everything's a two-way street. Like I said, guys fuck up girls fuck over guys, people get used, people get abused, all kind of motherfucking shit be going down, and we all have to, I guess, deal with it. The cold part about it is, is that people don't want to take responsibility for the things that they do. You know what I mean? I'm a firm believer in the type, and I believe in that you got to take responsibility for your actions. Whatever you do, whatever you put out there, however you go about things, everything comes with its own consequences and repercussions, whatever they may be. Everybody has a choice. You know what I mean? Everybody makes their own choices, and everybody is responsible for the choices that they make, no matter what they be, especially when you're grown enough to understand these things. And yeah. It's cold for me because I'm listening to y'all, you know, saying that the little things matter and paying attention to the little things. And that's a cold thing because if that's true, and I'm not saying that it's not, but I got to start looking at that because I pay attention to the big things. You know, it's always big things that matter. The little things, it's like, you know what, we can get over that. We can move on. We don't got to worry about that. You know, we got bigger things to worry about. But that's just me, and maybe that's why I find myself in a tough situation.
So, like, you know, for a guy to notice a girl just getting her hair done or her nails got done or she got some new shoes, like, that's cool points. That shows us that you care enough to notice.
You look good.
You're the type of dude that's like, oh, she got her hair done. Okay, I got to tell that shit. Like, you just like, you don't like
your girl. Like, yeah, you got that shit done. That's what you're supposed to do. Why am I giving you props for shit you're supposed to do? Like, that's why you got to be a star.
When you're trying to holler, you do that, though. When you're trying to holler, when you're new in the game, you're trying to holler at a new chick, you make sure, oh, yeah, girl, you smelling good today. Oh, let me cook you some brassy. So let me take out a dinner,
but
once you get in there,
But then I don't want to lie because then if I'm like that at the beginning and then I don't do that shit towards the middle or while we're chilling, then she's going to think I fell off. I'd just rather be me from jump. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. This is why I got issues. That's just me. Like,
you hardcore. That's why. You like to keep things inside. You don't like to open up to a girl. You've been hurt many times.
I have major issues. Like, I'm a Taurus.
You hard headed. You're very hard headed.
Why don't we call me hard headed? I have a reason to be where I'm at. Because like I said, I used to be the good guy. I was the good guy. Don't get it twisted. I was at a time the good guy. I was I was like my man Lion. He called in early. I was like him. No, you know, no disrespect anywhere. Always doing the right thing. This, that, and that shit. That shit don't work, at least not over here on the West Coast. I found out real early that shit didn't
work. No, I don't have
you know what I
work
mean?
In the mirror.
No. It's not, I don't want to be like this, but I got to be. At least, and I don't, like I said, I am the good guy way inside somewhere. Like, don't get it twisted. Dagger's like, you know, I'm trying to protect myself because this shit is crazy. There's a lot of craziness going on, y'all. Everybody, so I guess.
Ain't no realness out here.
You know what I mean? I'm an optimist. At the same time, I'm a realist. I want the best for everybody. I want everybody to be happy. Like my man Dopey. Like I said, I want shit like that for everybody. Not everybody's that lucky. You know what I mean? Or not really lucky, but not everybody's willing to put in the work, the dedication.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
You know, people,
it's work.
People don't want to do that.
Yeah, it is work.
Or people don't want to wait. Or people don't want to wait and take their time. Or people don't want to wait and take their time and wait for things to develop. People want to rush into things. That's why marriages are breaking up all over 75% divorce rate. And all, you know, because people want to rush. People don't want to take their fucking time.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to jump into anything anymore without knowing what the fuck is going on. Point blank, period.
Well, you know, Dagger, let me say this before the show ends. One great sign, and this is for everybody online, one great sign to look for somebody that's going to let you be you. Because if Desiree was right here beside me, I wouldn't have changed anything I said and acted anyway. And that's a great sign. You want to have somebody beside you that's going to let you be you. I can be dopey around my wife. Damn, that girl ass is fat. Desiree's so secure. She know I, but Desiree's so secure, she like, go get her money and bring it back home to mama, sweetheart. You know, she know I'm not gonna go after that. You want somebody in your corner that's gonna let you be you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank
you want somebody gonna let you?
God.
Oh, I'm gonna get mad because somebody left a comment on my wife's page. Man, you fine. I comment under it. Yes, she is.
Okay. There it is, y'all.
That's my real life.
You're not a jealous person, because if my if a dude put that on my status, my dude's gonna go crazy. Like, why are you talking to my girl like that? Like, you're not jealous type.
The different strokes.
Don't put my plugs out there because the show getting ready.
But it's okay. Like I said, I'm not tripping. We're gonna let everybody get it out. We're gonna go down the roll call real quick. I want everybody to get their goodbyes and shout outs real quick. I want to thank everybody for being here on this last Sundays, because like I keep saying,
I have questions for the females.
Without y'all, we ain't got it. But go ahead, Mr. Phillips, man. Let them know where they can find you, man. Give you a shout out and shit real quick. And, man, we just keep it going next week, man. Fuck it. Just come back next week. We'll keep it pushing.
Hey, man, just shout out to everybody that's worked with your boy Pills. You know, just Google your boy Pills, and you'll find everything about me. You know what I'm saying? I salute everybody. You feel me?
There it is, y'all. Mr. Pills, thanks for checking in, man. You know where we at, man. Every Sunday, 7 to 9 right here. Go ahead, Dopey, man. Let them know where they can find you. Let them know what's going down, man.
Add me on Facebook. Y'all should all have you already. Dopey, D-O-P-I. New mixtape getting ready to drop. Everybody Hates Dopey within the next two weeks, featuring Mr. Pills. Also on Skype, Dopey Talk. I'm on Skype, so you know, find me on Skype. I talk all the time, give great advice and everything. But again, DOPI on Facebook.
There it is, y'all. Miss Chantel Cherry, one of the original Daggers Beauties of the week, doing her thing. Let them know where they can find you, and let them know what's up with you.
Y'all can find me on Facebook, Chantel Cherry. I'm also on Twitter, at I'm62 in Heels. And pretty much, I just keep everybody posted there everywhere else in the world right now. So.
Yes, ma'am. And you coming to LA, ain't you? Like I said, you better holler at me when you come down here, man. Don't let me find about your trip on Facebook. Like I said, that'll hurt my feelings.
I told you I'm gonna hit you up. I promise.
My age.
Yes, ma'am.
So I gotta fight every night. Prove my love.
Miss Magasia, go ahead. Let them, you know, drop your links one more time. Let them know where they can find you, where they can track you down.
Most definitely, you guys can follow me on Twitter @she_is